devil doesn't like it, but don't let nothing stop your worship. The enemy hates it, but don't let nothing stop your worship. That situation will respond when we lift up our hands and declare, Lord, you are worthy. Lord, you are awesome. We will worship you. Let it up. Let Paul and Silas worship.
Lift it up.
Let it up. Let it up. You see, worship.
Worship throughout your situation. Worship.
That situation has to change. When men lift up their hands to worship God, there's a stirring in heaven that happens. There's a move in heaven that happens. God turns around and looks at his people. He's waiting for your worship. Come on, lift it up. He's waiting for your worship. He's waiting for your worship. Lift it up with faith. Many more seconds. Come on, worship. Come on, worship. Come on, worship. Come on, worship. Hallelujah. Worship. Through it all, I will.
Great expectation in this room, and God is on the move right now.
Oh God, we will worship you. God, we will worship.
That's our response to you tonight, God.
God, we will worship.
Surrender when we lift up our hands, but really in the realm of the spirit is the sign of victory. We are victorious in God through worship. When we lift up our hands in his presence, no matter what you're going through, it confuses the enemy. You cannot worship God and remain depressed. You cannot worship God and remain stressed. You cannot worship God and chains don't respond. Every time there's a lifting of hands as a sign to the Lord, God moves towards his people. The Bible declares that when the Son of Man is lifted up, he will draw all men unto him. So really the only way to go up in your life is when you lift up your hand and say, God, you are highly exalted. God, you deserve the praise. God,